It was not like this before. What you are going through now, it was not like this before. People don't, by certain age, they will have gotten married and gone off. And today, you go everywhere. So this problem is not spiritual, it's sociological. Pastor, what's the meaning of that? Sociological means that it's a drive of society. For instance, 1935, you won't think of going to school because there was not so much school in Africa. But now, you go to school. For instance, let's go to even more school. I mean, in the 80s, when you get 1980s, when you have a degree, you're okay. You don't think about masters. It's for those ones who want to further their education and become a lecturer. But now, getting a master's degree is a given. Am I right? I mean, you won't think twice of Japa for master's degree. But then you don't do that. So what we are facing today in the area of marriage is that it's a fallout of society that we are having problem with. So let's talk about that. My problem is that there's too much of a mixture. You know, in those days, people don't get married in any way. Tribes married to tribes. Are you hearing me? Are you listening? You know, sometimes, like my dad said, I should not marry an Ijebu woman. He fought me big time. I should not marry Ijebu because Ijebus are one kind. Why did I marry Ijebu? It's not just because of love. No. I didn't marry an Ijebu woman. I married a Christian. Now, when I said that today, it doesn't make any sense. Because everybody's a Christian. And the trouble you are facing today is that you don't actually know who you are and you don't know the kind of tribe you belong to. So it has become tedious today to get married. And marriage, people are coming out of it and coming out. Sorry to say this, 80% of you over here, you have never seen a healthy marriage. Sorry to use that word, forgive me. But check up, 80% over here, I've not seen what a healthy marriage is. So how can you duplicate it? Yesterday I was talking, or 2 days ago I was talking to somebody, and you know, the fellow was in university, if I say now, the person knows what I'm talking about, so, but I will say it in a very nice way. And then, I think the person died, and they got to the graveyard, and they found out that the person who died, the father that died, had another wife outside with children. And then, you know, this person now came home and said, I can't understand that. I can't get that. You know, because he's never grown up in that kind of a house. You know, my children will tell me when they go to farm, I'm finishing Babcock recently, he said, Dad, it's amazing our house doesn't have drama. He said, do you know what? My friends will tell me, the mother will call the girl, I know you just fasten your father 400K. They can share. You know, can you imagine your mom calling you that is just 419 your dad? And I say, let's share it. Huh? I mean, you know, for them, it's unthinkable. But some people, it's a normal life. You know, you can never put water inside fuel tank and expect the car to run. You can try. You can argue that out, but in action and operation, it won't work that way. So let's do something today. Why is it so difficult to get married? Why is it that you love this girl, after a while you just dump her, and then the other person too, and it will be all over selfie and Facebook, and then next thing you know you. I want to give certain things that is causing all this, you know, palaver. So, I know you don't come with your Bible. You came to just have some game, single. So, we just read Bible from the screen. Let's go to Genesis 24, verse 1. Take a look at this. Give us one. Now, Abraham was old, well advanced in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in how many things? Everything. He's old. He had lived a an enviable life. Got a wife? I want to ask you that if you have your phone with you, please put your phone down, because what you need today, your phone can solve it for you. And if you get some of this stuff, maybe you ought to write in your phone, go ahead and write in your phone. But if you need to listen attentively, because as a pastor, I have data with me. I have data of people who got married and they're broken up today, 2-3 years after. And I'm not just a pastor. I'm also just a scientist in a way. So what I'm telling you, I want you to listen very carefully and then think about it. I'm just quoting Bible. But the Bible doesn't matter here. It sounds weird. I'm 34 years in marriage now. And I'm still with one woman. I'm still as happy as ever, getting happier every day more. That's the reason why. My father was a polygamous person. He had about 6 or 7 wives. All of us, alive and dead, could form a village. So there was no reason why I should have a good marriage. If left to myself, I should have had a wife in every state in Nigeria. But what made me to that be different? I'll tell you. Was blessed. Let's look at this verse. So, look at this. So, Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, please put your hand under my thigh like you swear an oath. Look at this verse. And I'll make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and God of the earth, that you not take a wife for my son. Clear a little bit. Getting a wife is easy now. Look for a fine girl. And just hook up with her. Hook up with him. This old man called somebody and said, swear. Let's go to court. Make affidavit. That you will not take a wife for my son from daughters of the Canaanite among whom I dwell. Why? Sociological reasons. What is it? Don't pick from that, but pick from there. Sociological reason. See, many people just think marriage is just marriage. It's just more than me and you. Whoa. It's just more than me and you. So he said, please. Why? He lived in that place for about almost 100 years now. About almost 90. So he knew the people. He knew the girls there. He knew what had transformed them to become what they are. They look very nice. The other day I saw all those artists. And then she was just a prime example for our society. So he said, swear. Swear to me that you not just get anything for anyone for here. Let's look at what happened next. But you shall go to my country and to my family and to take a wife for my son Isaac. Look at next verse. And the servant said, perhaps the woman would not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I take your son back to the land from which you came? Look at what happened next. But Abraham said, beware that you do not take my son back there. So we have a problem here. Abraham was trying to become a person different. And he said, where I'm living, I don't get anybody from over there for my son. And he said, look here, go to that place. And he said, okay, what about if I take your son? He said, don't take my son here. Go get out of that place. It's better to be changed than anybody else. You can't water a stone and make it grow a tree. If you plant a stone, it can grow. But if you plant a tree, you know it can grow. So look at this verse. I love to see this before I stop. He says, the Lord God of my father who took me from father's house, who spoke to me, to yours, he will send his angel. Do you get that angel to do what? What did he say next? Ask your neighbor, can the angel get you a wife? Oh, no. You know, she's the angel, right? That's where we are fools, you know. My angel. Then when you marry, she becomes a demon. Right? Okay. Pastor, while reading this, I want to talk to you today about the sociological issue we have around us today. And then, if you don't see this, it will go a long way. In the last 40 years, marriage has undergone serious deconstruction. Are you hearing me? So, anybody you are meeting more than the individual, you are meeting the spirit of the age. You are meeting a culture. The culture you are living right now is a culture that deconstructs marriage. look forward to marriage anymore. Few of you that are looking forward to marriage is because of pressure. Mommy, Baluma marry. Daddy, that by now, what better say now? So, what happened now? So, it's actually in your mind, you are not thinking of. So, some of you that are over here, it's because people are putting pressure upon you and your friends are getting married. You're thinking of a relationship, So, let's analyze. I want to show you what's really wrong today. And every person you are meeting to get married to, you need to be aware of this. For lack of better picture, I want to show you the picture of the promised land in the Bible. Remember the promised land in the Bible, the story? They were in Egypt, they were suffering in Egypt, and God said to Moses, I'm going to give them the promised land. Now imagine marriage is a promised land. And of course, not a problem land, it's a promised land. Supposed to be a promised land. Am I right? But 90% of you sitting here, 80%, if you look at through your families, your uncles and aunties, marriage is not a promised land, it's a problem land. But something's pressuring you to get married. I'll tell you all the alternatives you have gotten for it as we go on. So imagine that the promised land, like God told, do you know how many God promised to the land of Canaan, to Israel, you know how many entered? What? Do you know how many entered? There were over a million Jews left Egypt to get to where? The promised land. Only two entered and their children below 20. Different cultural view. Maybe your children will live better than this we are living today. I don't know how that will last. A whole generation can be confused to the extent that they'll be useless for a particular kind of thing. For instance, let's not go that way. Generation of politicians in Nigeria right now, they are cadavers. Are you hearing me? What cadavers? I mean, generation of politicians in Nigeria right now, and it's not individual, it's sociological. You know, for you to join APC or PDP or whatever party you're going to join, you have to go through the rank. And going through that rank will damage your brain. Are you hearing me? You can't stand today and say, I'm a governorship aspirant for APC or PDP and be a normal person. Somebody said, what's that vice president's name? Ushibaju. He said they can't win election. He's a nice man. You know how many votes he got? Did the primaries. The whole system itself you can't breathe oxygen where it's full of carbon monoxide. You can't breathe that. So I'm talking to you right now. The kind of culture you have grown up in is militating against marriage. Things like that. If any of you meet after 10 years time or 20 years time, if 10% of you stay in marriage, it'd be a great statistics. Pastor, are you cursing us? Look at this. Look at this stick. The trouble with this stick is that it has two ends. This end and that end. If I pick up this end, I automatically pick up the other end. There's no way I can tell myself, I'll pick this end, I won't pick that end. The kind of choices we make today, they have consequences. So if we pick this choice, you cannot avoid that other consequences. In a few years, as a pastor, I've seen that. People have made, they fought me, I said, don't go that way. They said, no, I'm going that way. And then when they start facing consequences, they expect me to comfort them. And don't say anything. And I've learned to that over the years now. I won't say anything. But my mind, I will say, fool. You hear me? So I'm a nice guy now on the pulpit. I don't make any noise. So if you pick this guy, you say you're going to marry him, and start slapping you at home and kicking you around, come back and say, I wonder why. I will say, Beleo. But it's obvious. Right. So let's look about the promised land. Average one of you over here, marriage to you is a problem land. So how can we make a promised land out of it? That's our trouble. Now remember, how many of you read Bible before? You read Bible, but let's read This story about promised land, when it got critical, let's go. Numbers 13. We just read the story. We're going to use Bible. We're not use old Bible. We're going to use clean, newer Bible version. Numbers 13 from verse 1. Come and stay. Promised land, I want to just give you this picture for you so you can see from there and move on. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, what did he say? Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers, you shall send a man, everyone. So God said, that promised land, I want to go and spy. Go and check it out. It's called relationship. Let's go check it out. Let's keep reading. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the command of the Lord, all of them men who are heads of their children of Israel. These are big guys. Next verse. Now this one, their names. Next verse, next verse, next verse, next verse, next verse. Give about 11 names plus Joshua. Keep on going. 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 Just giving us all these names. These are the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Joshua the son of Nun. Now, there were critical leadership men. These were men that were supposed to be going there, see how it's like, and come and tell us. Let's keep reading. Then Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. Go up this way to the south, to the mountains. Check everywhere there, all the topography. Keep on reading. Keep on, keep on, keep on. And see what the land is like. Whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many. Whether the land they dwell in is good or bad. So they were sent out there, like your parents, your uncle, your aunties have gone to spy out the land of marriage. Like Davido, Beyonce, Kanye West, or what's his name now? Change his name. Kanye, I think it's West now, Kanye West or something. You know, all those guys, other politicians and powerful people, they are the leaders that have gone to explore this land. Let's keep reading. Okay, jump, 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 jump. All right. Now they departed and came back to where? Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of Israel, wilderness of Paran. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. By the way, you are the fruit of the land. You are the fruit of marriage. All of you by here, somebody slept with somebody and gave back to you, right? Sorry for talking harsh like that. If nobody slept with somebody, you won't be here today. Sex is good. It produced you. Hello. It's not bad. That's why sex is so powerful. Can make a human being. No machine can do that. Are you, machine gave back to you? Interesting. Let's go on. Show them the fruit. Then they told him, we went to the land you sent us. It's fully flowing with milk and honey. It's great. And this is fruit. Now, let's keep reading. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. So these are fortified, very large. Moreover, we saw the desert Anak there. Let's keep reading. And the Amalekite dwell. They started describing all the troubles there. You see today, we go on the radio, you go on the TV, you go on the books, you go on social media. They discuss all the troubles in marriage. Am I correct? This one breaking up, that one breaking up, and you're wondering that person you're going to go to next is going to break up with you. You're hearing what are women like, what are men like. They're giving you all those informations. Where did they get them from? Come on. A man wrote a book years ago called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. I don't know if you've heard of that book before. The guy is divorced today because Mars and Venus can't go together. Sounds good. Okay, let's keep reading. Let's jump. Oh, wow. Come and see. Out of the 11 or 12 people, there was a guy called Caleb. And I hope you'll be a Caleb for marriage. Some of you girls over here, that you're feeling as if you have been left out. Things are bad. Let's keep reading. Caleb, go back. Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let's go up at once. We can marry now. No! Honestly, you can marry now. You can marry now. I know what you're thinking. Where's the money? You can marry now. No, no, no. I can't marry now. I can't marry now. I'm not. Do you know that if you go to your village, you find people that 15 years. No, not 15. That's too low. So 20, 21. Some of you via your age, those kids have gotten 3 kids. You know what you're thinking, Pastor? You are mad. You're right. That's your culture giving you that kind of statement. But did you feel like they got kids? Huh? Are they hearing me? I have gotten two kids by now. You can do that now. It's the best school fees. But you go abroad, you see them go to school and getting married and having children and driving a car. Have you seen some of these guys like that? Let's go back to once, take possession of it, for we were all able to overcome it. Then they went after Caleb. Look at what he said. The man who had gone with him said, we are not able to get married at all. We can do it well now. Have you ever seen these boys today? You want to marry? No, I'm not getting. No, leave me alone. I just want to play. That's the name. It's play store, you know. Kids want to play. No, we can for they're stronger than we. Next verse, quickly. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land. Bad report of marriage. It's everywhere today. You don't know how much you are stuffed with it. When that guy comes to you as a lady, what's your first reaction? Our boy said, Tunde ni. The first time you go to this girl, and the girl look at one kind, I want to get somebody in here. You know, it's so endemic in us that we don't trust each other. Abby. The land which you have gone through as spies, land that devours its habitat, marriage will kill you. All the people whom we saw are men of great stature. Let's keep reading. The opposition. There we saw the giant. And we were like grasshoppers in our own side. And so we were on their side. So when we look at the enormity of marriage and look at the smallness of our own life, sometimes your mom will tell you, Timo Sofa Nwayim, be very careful. Or daddy will say, boys. You know, all that kind of thing we go through. So we have this sociological thing. What are we going to do about it? You have to break from the pack. You have to think a new thought. We live today in a world where it's a group think. You don't think anymore by yourself, Paul. You don't think anymore by yourself. You are measured by what's going on in social media context today. The influencer is messing with your head. So you can't think straight anymore. You don't even know what you want. Because you can see Beyonce with her breast big like this and her bump. Sorry for talking like that in church. Sorry, we're not in church, we're in a singles meeting. And you see, everything's pulled up, everything here is pulled down. Huh? Well, let's look at next verse. Then I start getting to it. Don't use this one for me. Use NLT for me. Use NLT for me. I thought we were using NLT there. Then the whole community began weeping loud and they cried all night. If you know how many women are crying in marriage every night, if you know how many men are drinking, you see, all those beer joints you see, it's a place of frustration trying to manage. There's a guy that his wife was, they were both crazy men. He was in church, they were both Christians, and it got so bad, the guy had to go out to go and this beer joint to go and start drinking. And so when I go to the beer joint and we sit down, and we hear the sorry tales of each man around the beer they are drinking. So those ones are going to go and drink beer, they are trying to escape. All right. Next verse. Their voices rose in great chorus of protest. That's what's going on today. It's so much. So here you are thinking of getting married. Something is pressing you to get married, but the cultural mindset you are getting around you is telling you it won't work. It won't do. Nobody's trustworthy. Now, the question is this. What are you going to do with that? Falabi, what are we going to do with that? It's sociological. Are you going to break from the pack and carve out a niche for yourself and say, I'm going to have a future, I'm going to live great, or I'm just going to whatever. The only bad thing is that you suffer alone in your future if you take the group way. For instance, if you go to school, you don't read your books. You join this company of people that play around. They don't read their books. And when you pass, when you fail alone. The school is over. You are still walking the street because you didn't. You joined the group, and the group failed now, but you experienced the failure individually. So what I'm asking you to do today to become a rebel break out of the pack of this thinking. You have to start taking your brain out, put it on the table and say, what's filling this brain? What am I hearing from society that's making me to act like this? Why is marriage? Why? Some of you grew up in a good home and you're wondering that, will I ever have a home like this? Some of you grew up in bad homes and you're thinking, will I ever? So number one, what are you going to do? Are you going to be a Caleb? Let me warn you. Sorry, what I'm going to say now is I'm very pessimistic. Do you know what? They were delayed for 40 years in the wilderness. Am I correct? We're having delay going on now. Have you noticed that? Delay took place for 40 years and Caleb and Joshua were trapped in them. But they never lost out. So some of the things ladies are going through, guys are not coming, or girls are not something, all that going on today is part of our society. And if you're not careful, don't give up. Are you hearing me? Don't join the bandwagon. Caleb just stood there. He just said, I'm not. You know, in that place, God got pretty angry. God just abandoned that whole community, that whole culture, that congregation, he abandoned them and was waiting for their children. May God not wait for your children. Say amen, somebody. Let's read a little bit some more, then I'll. Why is the Lord taking us to the country only to have us back? You know, today people are attacking church. If you see all this Western thing going on today, they start attacking marriage. That's all this gender problem today. Men are becoming women. Women are becoming. You know, that's all that. Let's just deface this thing and make it not look that way it should be at all. Because this is all crazy. Like one guy told me years ago, I went to go and preach at Tony Kolobo. He said, you know, Pastor, we have to do homosexuality because heterosexuality is not working in our homes. I mean, when mommy and daddy, man to woman, no work, let's have man to man. You know? So, return to Egypt. Next verse. Then they plotted among themselves, let's choose a new leader and go back. Who's your leader in marriage? Who are you listening to? You have come to church and listen to us, but who are you really listening to? Girls, ladies here, who are you listening to? Who's your role model? Sorry, I'm here to think. That's why I don't come to your meetings. I don't come. You know, I'm too radical for your meetings. My own generation, I had to branch out. I don't take my queen from my culture, my generation, my age mates. You see, I don't wear better like them. Sorry. I don't look like Baba. I'm cross-cultural. That's the way we think. That's the way you punish your wife. That's the way you punish your children. That's the way you make life difficult. That's the way you are the man, you know. And I'm just cool. I go to their homes, respect their wives, and they said, Pastor, don't make life difficult for me now. All this time, talking about gender equality, I've been doing it for years. I got four girls. I raised five kids. I raised four girls and one boy. And you know what? You never differentiate between the girl and the boy. I'll spend the same amount of money. I'll go even beyond for the girls because girls are weaker. Forgive me. So you have to do much more for them than other boys. Than the boys can take care of themselves, you know. But, you know, girls, you know. And before all this gender equality, I've been doing it for years. I can see. I don't live that way. Why? My. I don't care who is born, whether male or female. Yes, let's just give the best to each one of them. But my generation, you know what they want? They will not put any money on the girls. It's now the reverse is not taking place and they are now being attacked. It's not fair. Sorry, boys. And they had you boys and they fight you all the time. Because they want you to do what they want you to do. You know, that's what parents do at 50. They want to do, okay, you're going to be an engineer. Because I didn't pass my science. Why should I live out your frustration with my life? You know, one of the misfits is Fela Nikulako Kuti. The father sent him abroad to go and study. Was it medicine or something? And what did he do? He branched out and started singing, you know, Molue, you know, Moshe Olosa, all kind of things like that, you know? It was a radical. That's why they believe in different gods than the God of their fathers. It's a revolt. And that's what you're doing right now. You're doing with marriage. You are revolting. But you know what? Can I ask you something? Please, be a Caleb. Tell your neighbor, be a Caleb. Be a Caleb. You know, Caleb said, we can do it. We can go after you. We can make it happen. You can have a great home. You can have children. You can have a future. Come on, somebody. You can train kids that will look up to you in the future and celebrate your life. Clap your hands for Jesus. Come on. I mean, you can have that. Don't let anybody deceive you. You know, when Davido lost the boy, there's something broken in. You know, he just played around having baby mama. And then one day they both left. And the boy strayed away into the swimming pool. And those who could have been there to keep the kids, maybe they are watching African Magic. And who else will care for kids like dad and mom? See, that thing broke their heart and they were thinking of, I think they are getting married now, Abby. Don't let tragedy bring you to truth. Are you hearing me? So, I want to plead with you. It may be rough. It may be delayed. But make up your mind. You're going to do it well. How many of us agree with me on that? You're going to do it well. Don't just surrender to the culture. Don't just believe that, you know, everybody's just going to go crazy. And you know what? Some of you over here, you may be delayed. Caleb was delayed. Joshua was delayed for 40 years. But you know what? The moment they were released, Caleb said, give me this mountain. Remember? So don't despair. It's difficult today. When I see all these girls, 35, and boys, I don't want to. So who will marry us? Where are the boys? They've gone bunker. The girls too, some of you practically are living. Some people are not in this meeting today because they didn't want to come. They didn't want to come. I know people that are church, they don't want to come. Like, they don't want to listen again. Don't associate with them because I won't know that kind of thing. Isn't there? But be a Caleb. Don't be the majority. Am I making some sense today? My dad was polygamous. I grew up in a house where it's not a house. It's a barrack. Hostel. I never had privacy. Do you know till now? I don't wear my wife's slippers. I wear my own slippers. Because I've been so much in that thing, so much that I want to have some privacy. So my slippers is my slippers. Oh boy, are we here? So I'm trying to give you some problems over here to see that what you are facing today is more than what is just only coming from you. So can I warn you? Please look out for who you are going to get hooked with. What I say? This kind of thing needs to be thrashed out in your life. And I pray that God will help you like he helped Abraham to find somebody by the angels of God. Does that make some sense? Now, that's the first one. Now, let me give you some entrances to why things are not working today. Let me give you one major entrance why things are not working today. Why marriage is not selling. Are we ready? I've given you the first one. What's that? The culture set. The second one, why marriage is not working today. The biggest entrance to marriage is relationships. What does it? Thank you. I've noticed all of you say, I'm a relationship, not a relationship. What's the meaning of that? It has no indication on the atlas of marriage. Relationship. What's that? Okay, microphone. Can I call you? What is a relationship? I'm asking. You just mindlessly adapt and adopt what you are hearing around us. What is a relationship? I'm thinking you're getting married, right? You're thinking of getting married, right? To that guy, right? That's just a relationship. No, I'm not troubling you. The greatest entrance to marriage today is relationship. Now wait. Let me show you. Why should I pay for the food after I've almost finished 70% free? Are you hearing me? Why should I pay for the food? I would just say, 70% of the food is free. So what do? I'm not paying. I'll eat 60% and get up and go somewhere else and eat 50% and get off, go somewhere else and 50%, 40%, and I'm going to clear you. And I'm going to belly full. Fantastic. See, today we have relationship, multiple relationships. That's the problem. In those earlier climes, they don't do like that. Women are not that so open to everybody. Huh? I mean, you just don't have girls like that. Come. Relationship, you're coming to my house, you're sleeping over. You're cooking my food. Why should I marry again? Oh, come on. Why should I marry? If I can eat 60% of the food without payment, why should I pay? It's the greatest thing you're having. How many of you would like to go to university and they said, you know what, as you enter for this course, we're going to give certificate. Certificate is available. Write your name on it. You can come to class. Don't come to class. You think I'll come to class? I'll come to class. So if you're already offering me everything before marriage, I can see you're in and out. I can see your life. You're living together. So what should I go? Marriage is starring. You know, people don't, that's why all this Davido and Co. don't want to marry. They don't want to commit. They're having a relationship. And when it comes to relationship, it's a testing ground. I can move to the next person. So some of you over here, you have had 3 or 4 marriages. Sorry. Pastor, next time don't come. I won't. My wife will be back to talk to you normally, you know what I mean? But me, I'm just going to drop some bombshell and then think about it. When you're already available, when you can send pictures of your nudity among yourself, I can see your naked picture, why should I have in my house again? It costs less. It costs less. You know, so we do that. Then all of us become so sad later because nobody commits anymore. Sorry for creating this quietness. It's very uncomfortable, but I have to tell the truth. Relationship is really hindering us today. Because you have had it all. Why should I commit anymore? I'm already sleeping with you. I'm already kind of with you. We're going out together. I'm buying the same books. We're doing something. We have the same joint Google account. Huh? And then you say, will you marry me? We are doing well now. Why should I marry? No, we just go to court. We don't have to go to court now. We're already doing well now. If something happens, get out of my house! No, we have to. No, I don't know. You see what's going on over here? So you go to medical school, they won't give a certificate to start with. You're going to go to Rigo, so now they will sack you. So some of these things, marriage, relationship is too cheap. So marriage is becoming practically unavoidable anymore. I mean, avoidable now. Am I making some sense? See, you have to start addressing the core of your problems in generation. Relationship is not taking us anywhere. It's breaking our heart. We need to redefine our words. In the cultures, in the time past, people actually come together because they are going somewhere together. They used to call it future partner, not present enjoyment partner. You know, sorry to step into the heart of the girls over here. Every girl here, when you enter somebody's relationship, you actually commit. You actually think that it's your own now, right? It's not your own. That's why some of you girls, you find your boyfriend with another boy, another girl. You go and fight the girl. The girl will fight you. So, and the boy will watch both of you. So when you finish distributing me, I'll find my way out of your life. You know, that happens today. See, why don't you just kind of don't commit like that anymore? And start cooking for him and start doing all those things that wife do. Sorry, yo. Boys, you won't eat that good food anymore. Come on. You can't come and have this thing. You have to pay for it. Go to court and sign. No, I don't want to sign. By the way, when you lose your SIM card, don't you sign for affidavit? How many of you match to GSM? You go to MTN office and say, I just lost my SIM card. Can I get another one? What they tell you? Oh, come on. What they tell you? Answer me now. What they tell you? Oh, take 3 or 4. You can have it. No. What is it? Go to court. Get what? Affidavit. commissioner of oath, and put red cloth, that's blood, put blood there, put stuff over there. And then, you know, you go down, and of course, Nigeria has come on to now, you go to court, you go to that high court, nobody ask you any question. We are signed. I lost my SIM card. But why are they looking for the papers? Because time will come. This is going to be hard, and somebody must be called to account. Sorry, I'm married for 34 years. When I got married, and I settled down with my wife, I saw she's just a normal human being. And it wasn't really nice to dispose her of now. But we signed paper. The day I signed the paper, they asked her to keep the paper against me. You know why we signed the paper? When we start doing one-on-one, you know that in the English language? What's the English for language? One-on-one? One-on-one. We start, you know, and everybody I would do, I mean, look, can I be honest with you, boys? Just look straight. If I've slept with a girl two or three times, it's no longer useful to you. Next thing, we'll get belly, unless you lose her shape. And you are the cause of it. And then, start dragging your house. And then you're driving your car, you see all these girls looking fine. She's looking like a barrel. What are you going to do? You're going to, the trouble is that one looks fine. If you take her too, she'll be looking like a barrel like that too. So you're going to have barrel. So what are we going to do? Let's settle down. Let's make up our mind and know what we're going to do. And then we're going to girls now, we're going to commit. Clap your hands for Jesus. We're going to boys now, we're going to commit. Now you get that now. We're going to make up our mind. Okay, look here. I just want to study you kind of a thing, but I am not doing that anymore. I'm not. I don't like this. I don't want to say this. I saw it somewhere. You know, it was amazing. You know, this boy has been sleeping with this girl, trying to get married. So I think the girl got to church and believed the word of God. And then the boy came home. You know what the girl said? He said, this one, you don't have it anymore. Did you get it, Jesus? You go, this one, you don't understand. Did you get it? You don't. You know, deal like this. This one, no more sucking. No more. Follow me, get married. The boy said, no, one more time. Say, no. Stop sampling me. Because I'll be left to myself. And the boys too. All right. Is that clear? I make some sense? Bad sense, of course. I don't want you to be carried away with the present. That's the future for you. How many of you plan to live a long life? Don't raise your hands quickly. Living a long life is very expensive. Very, very. You know what? You will have retired by 60 or 65 or 70. You plan to live to 90, 20 years. Where will you get money from? And then everybody starts around you. They say, but daddy, my king, they collect money. Your friends, children will call you, uncle, how are you doing today? And then you must do something like this. Then, above all that, all your friends, either they are dead when you are 80 or 90, and then you are left with your wife. Huh? Like, I'm the only one in my house now. My children's room, they had grown them. Huh? I got my wife left now. What am I going to do? Huh? People are wondering, Pastor, how are you coping? I said, what's your problem? I've learned to live all these years. What's my cook now? Okay, finally, let's close with this one. I got how many minutes more? I'm sorry for messing up your meeting today. But to you, I don't want to me, I'm sorry. But remember sociological reasons. Caleb, second, relationships. Let's not make it too cheap anymore. You know, honestly, it bugs me today where the women swing their hip, throw everything open. You have seen everything before you even get in there. Why should we? We can't be living by all these artists and all these actors and actresses around us and make life. You know, I mean, why should I? I'm seeing everything. Why should I commit? So, ladies, I'm asking that you make yourself more expensive. Stop giving room for gisting every night, and the guy's not committing to you. He just take his phone and start chatting for 3 hours. 3 times a week. 9 hours of your life going to nothing. He just likes you. And you know, you don't know that after I put off his phone with you, you go to the next person again because he's lonely. For another 2 hours. And say, stop chatting with me 3 hours every night. You want to move in or move out?
Pastor, you don't understand. I'm lonely myself. That's why it's like that. I have to talk to somebody. Keep talking to somebody. Talking to somebody won't solve the problems. You only feel relieved. You know, I've been there. People come to my counseling room. Pastor, I just want to talk to you. And we talk. You get up again. You carry the same baggage over again. Come. If this guy's going toward the road and the car is coming, I don't talk to you. I push out of the way.
Pastor, I don't know you are very rough like this. That's why I'm living this long. You have to face the truth as I'm still looking younger. We're going to face the truth. If you don't face the truth, you get old. See, when you start doing things that's not truthful, you have internal problems and start getting aging. When you call black white, it takes a lot of effort and emotional energy to keep yourself going. Clear? And finally, what actually are you looking for in marriage? This is where we miss it. I want to close with that one. The last thing I'll talk about. What's the fruit you're looking for in marriage? Because the fruit of the womb is not the fruit of marriage. What actually makes marriage work? Huh? It's not the six-packs. It's not the girl looking really great. I've seen, you know, one time I got a particular couple that I met. This wife is fantastically beautiful. I mean, talking about shape, talking about everything. My wife says it's beautiful. She must be beautiful. Not only my eyes. When the lady says somebody else is beautiful, she must be beautiful. And the guys trying to have Samaritan affairs. He's living with beauty pageant at home. But one day, the guy started talking to me, and I started hearing what was really going on. So I came to see that actually, what makes marriage work is not in marriage. It's what you bring to marriage. Let me say that one more time. What makes marriage work is not in marriage itself. For instance, if you're a mechanic, and the car breaks down, and when they call you, what makes that car work is not in the car. It's in you that came with that set of skills. You understand what I'm saying? And sorry to tell you, your generation is no longer discussing that fruit and that set of skills. You want to see it? It's an old biblical word called fruit of the spirit. What does it say? Fruit of the spirit. See, what is a fruit? A fruit is something that a tree has in reserve beside what it's doing itself. See, when you see a mango tree does not eat mango fruit. Right? A mango tree brings forth mango fruit so that the people around can enjoy the mango fruit. Jesus one day was hungry. Remember that story? And he was going. He saw this leafy tree and he looked around. Jesus was really hungry. And he started looking. Jesus said, no man eat fruit of that. That's what happened in marriage. See, you have leafy fruit. You look great. Appearance, container is not the content. You look great. The guy's fantastic. And everybody's put out their first thing. You smell. You pull that over there. Now, what are the things that matter most? It's the fruit of the spirit that keeps your marriage going. Can we see 5:22 Galatians? Give us on the screen quickly. This is what you have to cultivate. And it's a spiritual kind of a thing. It's not. That's why today marriage is collapsing. It's not mental. It's not emotional first. It's not physical first. See, the guys like the physical. The guys love the emotional. Oh, my guy's caring. Next time, he's beating you up again. So, this is it. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. What's the next one? Gentleness, self-control. That's the kind of guy you want to marry. That's the kind of guy you want to marry. It's not, you see, let's, okay. If you are engaged here or if you are in a relationship, check back to your last fight. What was the last fight? He didn't let you see his phone, right? Huh? And what's the problem there? Go back to the beginning, verse 22. What's lacking there? Faithfulness. I say, shut up! I said, shut up! What's wrong with you? What's going on? Lack of self-control. And you don't buy it in the market. Can I make you laugh? This guy, he was not doing quite well. He was just serving tea in this company. So one day, they were serving the tea. And they were having big meeting. All these big guys were having meeting. And the guy was not serving the tea well. And then the board chairman said, Mr. Kenny, don't you have initiative? He never knew what they call initiative. He said, I don't get money by him. you don't get fruit off the spirit just like that. You don't become kind. That's why the guy goes mad. You understand that kind of thing now? That's why the girl just started doing things. But it's fruitfulness, it's faithfulness, it's kindness. How can you become kind? I'm getting kinder as I get older, developing the fruit of the spirit. I'm nicer. If you know me 20 years ago or 30 years ago, but my fruit is getting more. Those days, my wife years ago, I remember when we started out at the beginning, she nearly fell somewhere. And I said, you didn't even greet me. I said, if you fall, you get up. But right now, that's insanity for me now. Kindness had overtaken that mess in me. Oh, it still shows up once in a while. But then I know how to get kindness to eat the fruit and take care of it. And ladies, how many of you over here, how many of you like to have a good guy? A good guy. Can I see your hands up? See, good guy. Kind to you. You have a car, you have two cars, he has his own car, you have your car, and your car breaks down, and he hands over your key to you and fill it with the fuel. Don't you like that? I tell my wife, go buy that thing at my cost. I'll do that for you. Those days, I don't do that. But I'm getting more. That word goodness also means generosity. The generous. That cannot be gotten from psychology. That can only come from spiritology. It's not from biology. It's not from psychology. It's from spiritology. And you have to. Let me close with this. Chapter 6, Galatians. Verse 7, verse 8. Let's read it. And I ran up. Don't be deceived. God's not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will reap. If you're going to reap fruit of the Spirit, you have to sow things like that. Look at this verse quickly. My time is up. I can stop now. What? Somebody's waiting for me. Huh? I know. I'm going to take care of. Okay, all right. Great. Beautiful. Now, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap what? See, that's the thing. When you sow for flesh, flesh is what? Physical and emotional thing. That's all you sow. Some of you are saying, Pastor, shut up, Jerry. Come on. I'm not looking for that kind of girl. I want that kind of light girl. I want that kind of boy that, you know, is flesh. I notice that people that marry all these beauty pageants, sometimes they have a lot of problems. Am I correct? Not because of beauty pageant, but because they're using the wrong standard to get what they're after. And he who sow to the spirit will of the flesh, the spirit reap what? The fruit of the spirit. Can I close like this? It doesn't sell anymore. It's not sexy. Spiritual godliness is the key. It's not sexy. It doesn't sell. But you know what? Fruit of the spirit will help you on the bed and out of bed. Let's go through it one more time. 5:22 Galatians. The fruit of the spirit is... Give us. It's what? Love.
How is that love the girl?
No, you love the love you have for the girl. That kind of love is emotional, it's physical, but the kind of love that will sacrifice for you. Do you know the reason why when you go to marriage, they put the girls, your bride, or what do you call it now? They put the bride on your right before the marriage, and they put you on the left. But the moment you finish getting married, they swap. Have you seen that before? Oh, you don't know. I'm telling you now. So they put the girl on your left and then your right is free. You know why? In those earlier culture, Men carry sword by the right hand. That's where they draw their strength from. That simply means that now this girl is on your left over here. You are going to fight for your family, fight for your home, fight for them because they are not as powerful as you, physically speaking. And if need be, you lay down your life for them. I know love from Jesus. For husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And Christ gave himself up. I said, Lord, I like to love her. I'm not giving myself up. Before our home was transformed. I said, I love to love her, but I'm not giving myself up. I know what that means. That means that if there are 5 meat in the pot and we are 6, I'll be the one not to eat. No way. Then I heard, I got this funny idea. I said, yeah, you are the head, right? Why don't you eat head of the chicken? So, ain't no way out of it. 20, 30 years, our generation, your generation, try to circumvent this and go another way. Use every other psychology, all kinds of things, and body and all kinds of things, and we are going nowhere. Remember I told you at the beginning, when you have a bike, power bike, and you feel it fuel, you say you are going to Lagos and you face Kaduna. I can't talk now. I don't want 20 years time talking to you in my counseling room. That's why I'm sparing you today to develop this. Make it your life quest to go after love, joy, peace, faithfulness, kindness. Do it. Do it. Do it. Not until you get a girl. Pastor, oh no, I will do it for that girl. That's your problem. If you do it for that girl, it'll be temporary. You see, you can see you're going with some, you're going to be this guy. This guy will fight his sister, fight his brother, fight his mom. And it's nice to you. One day he'll turn against you too. Thank you very much.